Hey, it is 11:15, and Mabel Louise Stewart is here
morning,
in the house.
Pat, hello. I want it morning. To rain on me right now so that I can okay. be a blessing.
There.
That's yes. why and, I'm on. Yeah. I want to just be a blessing to you out there. Wow, it's back to school this morning. I bet you parents are breathing a sigh of relief saying, whoops, we're back on the school schedule. Well, the children are gone and you miss them. I know you do. And hopefully you were so organized that everything went off without a hitch. It was probably Mother, where's my socks? Or Mom, where's my dress? Or whatever. Looking for something. That's usually the situation. Isn't it hard to believe that summer is about over? Oh my goodness. I took time this morning to put my sunflower wreaths on my double doors. Because you know what? Right now, they're in full bloom. And I like the sunflowers, don't you? They're so beautiful. Well, I just want to say a great big thank you to all of you who took part in the Catch and Match program for this month. Thank you for helping us. And if you are on the mailing list, you will have already received the update and the results of the gifts. I won't take time to tell you because you can read about it. And I would just want again to say thank you for your faithfulness all through the years. My goodness, all of you are so precious. Well, today on my last broadcast, I began to visit with you about children. And they are truly a heritage of the Lord. And so my verses for the day are found over in Psalm 127, verses 3, 4, and 5. So good and so clear. It says, lo. Well, that word lo means attention or praises. Children are a heritage of the Lord. In other words, you just have got the best inheritance in all the world. I don't know what I'd do without my three boys and one girl. It's been so precious all through the years. How lonesome it would be without them and all of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So I can say an amen to that verse because they truly are a heritage. And there are the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Every family in Bible times, their one goal was to have lots of children so that they could all live together in one courtyard and till the soil and be together as a family. And so today, I thought that would be a good message to carry on because I've been talking about the responsibility of parents raising their children for the Lord. It's so easy to get caught up in school schedules and school lessons and what have you, and to forget to take time to teach your children the Word of God, which is how to live. That's right. And so today I have chosen the Apostle Paul's famous verse over in Timothy. One that I memorized as a young person. My mother saw to it that I memorized this one. So here's what it says. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And then it goes on and says, until I come, Paul is admonishing Timothy, saying, until I come to be with you, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. In other words, study the scriptures. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of hands. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. In other words, people can see that you are living for the Lord. Then he goes on to admonish Timothy by saying, take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in so doing, thou shalt both save yourself and them that hear thee. Timothy was led to Jesus by the Apostle Paul. His mother and grandmother had taught him from the Torah, so he was well versed in the Old Testament. But now Paul came along, met him and the family, and led young Timothy to Jesus. And so Timothy followed Paul around and was his assistant, and grew in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And now he is trusting him to lead as a pastor and to lead the people to Jesus. And so that's why I read those verses, because he's admonishing this young person to live for the Lord and to be in service for the Lord. And I just want you to know, I don't believe that there has ever in the history of the world been so many opportunities for young people to serve the Lord as it is today. I just want you to think about all that's happened for the past 100 years. I read a whole list of those things, but I'm just going to mention a few because of time. But they tell me that more has happened in our generation than any other. And I know, actually, from my span of life, which is a long time, it's difficult to think of the number of advancements. Like, wow, the tractor. Yes, the tractor. How about televisions? How about the first astronauts? How about the first walk on the moon? Oh my goodness, so much has happened. What about computers? I'm sitting right in front of one right now, and I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, what advancement. Just what would we do in our work here at the radio station without computers? And I could just go on and keep on listing. But think about all the educations that are offered in the world today. Tech schools and specialized schools all over the United States and the world. So really, young people today are offered the best of everything. And you know what? We as parents and grandparents need to be reminding them of their responsibility to offer all of those blessings back to the Lord, who, by the way, is the maker and giver of all things. Have you thought about that? Well, James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Did you hear that? That's right. It's from the Lord. and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Everything that is made from something that God made. Isn't that interesting? So we certainly need to give him the credit. And you know, as I was pondering, preparing this message, I was reminded of the many young people in the scriptures that the Lord tells us about, and how they were not ashamed or not afraid to take a stand for our Lord. First, let me think about Samuel. Just think. Hannah took her little boy to the temple to serve the Lord all of his life. She kept him until he was weaned, and all during that time she taught him the scriptures. And then she gladly gave her little boy to Jesus, just as she promised. And then how about Joseph? Even as a teenager, he was considered a type of Christ, living for God, never complaining. You can read all of the 13 verse chapters in the book of Genesis about Joseph's life, and not a complaint from his mouth. 13 long chapters, think about that, telling about his life. He actually saved the world from famine. Think about it. Just a young person called of God. Well, how about Daniel? My, he was only a teenager when he refused to compromise his faith in the Lord, and he ended up in the palace and guiding the king of Babylon. How about Marian? She was only a child, but she wasn't afraid to stand guard of baby Moses in the bulrushes. What about David? He was a shepherd boy, a man after God's own heart, and he went from shepherd boy to king. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, only a teenager when she was approached by the angel and told her that she would be mother of the Messiah. And by the way, all the women, the young girls, were all waiting to maybe this will be God's choice. And she said, "Be it unto me according to your word." And then now Timothy, just a teenager when Paul led him to Jesus, took him along to serve the Lord together. Yes, he was a gem for Jesus, great influence for the Lord in the early churches. And one of the things that impressed me about Timmy was that the Bible makes it very clear that his life was influenced by his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. And I'm bringing this message today as a reminder that parents and grandparents can play a great and very important part in the life of young people. We can encourage them to want to love the Lord, to accept Christ, and want to serve him. Let them ask you questions, and if you don't know the answers, you can find out. You can say, "I don't know it, but I'll find out and tell you." Encourage them to take part in young people's activity at church. Take them and make sure they're there. Let them watch you be active for the Lord in prayer meeting, soul winning, witnessing to your friends. Let them see the excitement in your life. And then when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith in thee, which dwelt first in grandmother Lois and Eunice, I am persuaded in you also, Paul said. Then Paul goes on to challenge Tim to want to serve the Lord and even to suffer for his sake. I was impressed that Paul recognized that Tim was already gifted from his training at home, and Paul just confirmed it and put Tim out in the harvest field. That's the work of godly leaders in our churches. Recognize the young people who have a bent toward the things of the Lord, and it's just wonderful how much could be accomplished. Let me close the broadcast with an illustration that talks about this very thing. It's the story of a young girl in the state of Kansas who was challenged by her pastor to get other young people to come to Christ. You know what she did? She went to every Bible-believing pastor in Wichita, Kansas, asked for the name of his very dedicated young. She called each one on the telephone, and they all met in her home. She organized prayer meetings with the group of youth, and then they met every quarter to pray. It grew so big that they, along with their parents, organized a large evangelical meeting in the gym of the high school. The superintendent of the school allowed her to put up posters. The night had come. The speakers for the meeting were the youth leaders of the local churches, plus the testimonies of young people that had come to Christ. The parents formed an arm-to-arm circle around the gym and prayed all during that service. Oh, the Holy Spirit moved and spoke to hearts, and over 1,000 youth accepted Christ that night. And you know what? There were two gangs of young people that went to that meeting out of curiosity, and every one of them accepted Christ. The mayor of Wichita said they had fewer arrests than ever before in the history of the city. Here was one young girl who was willing to take a stand, and it changed a city and made the way for young people to accept Christ. That's what I'm talking about. God help you as parents and grandparents to challenge the youth in your family to allow the Lord to have first place in their lives. After all, they are the future church of tomorrow, and they are what we encourage and help them to be. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.